As much as I hate to admit it, the episode that Dipper went through, as tough as it was, seems to have made a surprisingly positive change in him. Take this past Sunday, for instance. Dipper is usually non-committal about going to church, but this week, he was ready to go before the rest of us. He's often restless in the pew, but he sat quite still through most of the service. He even put in half of his own allowance for the week in the collection plate. And when the time for prayer came, he usually just bows his head. He says he's praying silently, and maybe he is. But this time he said it in a very low voice. I could not help but overhear. And what he said, well, it only makes me realize why I love him so much.
Dear God, I'm sorry I haven't been a good child lately, either to my mom or to you. It seems that I've only been thinking about myself and what I want without thinking about how much what I do affects those around me. I'm sorry I made my mom worry and cry. She was right to punish me. And I'm sorry I let my dad and Uncle Star down. They're both so proud of me. But my behavior lately is really nothing to be proud of. And I'm sorry I made Birch have to come and get me. He's done so much for me, I know. I know about the trust fund he made for me and how much he's put into it. I really don't deserve it. And I endangered him as well. But mostly, God, I'm sorry to you. I know that you love me and only want the best for me. I let you down, too. I can't promise I'll be a perfect person from here on, but at least now I know what being a bad person can turn me into. It's so hard for me to forgive myself, God, but I know that you forgive me. Maybe you can teach me how to do it, too. Help me, God. I need you. Now more than ever. Amen.
I heard a sniffle to my left. Apparently Birch heard the prayer too. It so often amazes me how the heart of a child can move the heart of the most hardened adult. I prayed a prayer that some part of each of us would always remain childlike.
First believe.
'Twas blind, but now